الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عدودا. ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا. ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم واقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those that are listening over the receivers, I recited ayahs number 51, 52 and 53 from Surah Kahf, para 15. And just to recap, last week we recited Surah ayat number 50, where Allah Ta'ala ordered the angels to make to sajda the first human, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And out of pride, he never makes sajda, and he became the shaitan, the cursed shaitan. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. So we also, we must respect our seniors, admit our mistakes. Nobody is perfect. And the doors of tawbah, istighfar are always open. Don't try to justify our wrongs. Made a mistake, Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah. Ayat number 51, Allah speaks about the non-Muslims, the disbelievers, who worship other things besides Allah. In the next ayats, 52, 53, detail will come. When Allah Ta'ala created the universe, the skies, the earth, Allah does not need a witness or somebody to assist Allah in the creation of the universe. Every creation of Allah need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second and moment of our life. And Allah Ta'ala can do anything and everything without the help of the creation. Allah says, kun fayakun, be and it is. Ayat number 51, we'll read the English meaning. I have not made them witness to the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor witness to their own creation, and I shall not take those as accomplices who lead others astray. The angels, although they are the special creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do good actions. They are commanded by Allah to carry out certain duties. But when Allah Ta'ala decides on something, you don't have to make mashura with the angels or consult with them or make them witness. Allah say it is and it becomes. Now, how we live in this world, if we do good actions, read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time, recite Quran Sharif daily, recite Zikrullah, recite salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallam, recite astaghfirullah in abundance. We hope in the mercy of Allah to get a respectable death on Iman. And Allah must make our grave a garden of Jannah. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah must grant us Jannah for those without any reckoning. On the other hand, a person that does not believe in Allah, commit kufr and shirk, ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship the sun, moon, idols, make sajda, prostration to things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a major shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna zalik liman yasha. And the subtle shirk is a person don't have sincerity in what he's doing. Or a person is a Muslim by name, but they're not reading the Faraz Salah, not abstaining from haram and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah speaks about a description in Jahannam, how severe the punishment will be. Remember the day when Allah will say, call those whom you ascribe as partners to myself. They will call them, but they will not respond, and we shall place a barrier between them. When the people be punished in Jahannam, it will be told to them, who you worship, tell them to help you and take you out from Jahannam. If you worship idols, you worship the sun, the moon, or you worship some other famous sports players or film stars, whatever. And for them, committing major sins openly and going into Jahannam, then when the fire will burn, they'll say, Allah will say, tell them to take you out from Jahannam. And they won't be able to do that. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. And the very next verse, وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. The criminals will see the fire and will be certain that they will plunge into it. They will not find anyone to rescue them from it. They won't find anybody to rescue them. And then this conversation in Jahannam that will take place, those that you worship besides Allah, ask them to help you, and they won't be able to help you. The word mubiqa is used in ayat number 52. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مُوْبِقَى. Allah will place a barrier between them. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned Mubiqa is that name of one of the valleys of Jahannam. Hazrat Ikramah says that it is a river of fire that flows along the edge of Jahannam. Thein are snakes that resemble black mules. May Allah protect us. Mubiqa is a river of fire that will have snakes. May Allah protect us and protect our progenies to come to the day of Qiyamah, of going towards Jahannam. We'll discuss some hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I got the compilation of 40 hadith of different ulama, and it's compiled by Mufti Abdul Husain Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. He did the English translation. We'll read from there. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتبع المؤمن على كل خلة غير الخيانة والكذب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. As human, we make some mistakes. Non-Muslim make major mistakes. We Muslim commit some major mistakes. It is possible for a mu'min to have every evil trait apart from misapproaching trust and speaking lies. A mu'min, he may have some weaknesses, but being dishonest in monetary dealings or some trust money is kept by him, he misappropriates the trust. He takes some money from there and we know it's belonging to somebody else. May Allah protect us. And the mu'min does not speak lies also. At the same time, we mustn't become a means of people speaking lies. In English, they say, ask no questions, you will hear no lies. I got one kitab, Maghzan-e-Akhlaq. The small sayings of pious personalities. They say three things requires privacy. One is aurat, the woman need to be concealed. The wife, daughter, sister. The moment they reach the age of puberty, 15 years and over, no ghair mahram must look at the face or the hair. If they happen to leave the home, they must dress morally, or loose fitting cloak, face, hair, everything needs to be covered. In the home with the mahram, with the husband, father, son, brother, it's understood. But you're having some family function, and those that you can marry to observe laws is compulsory. Males must be separate, females must be separate. The other is dawlat. Wealth also, it needs privacy. What a person's income is, or what his investments are, or what he inherited from his father or grandfather, that is personal matter between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That don't worry, we came to know now one person, his father passed away. After 1 month, you meet him in a wedding, walima, your father passed away, what he left for you? What is your inheritance? Now, you don't ask such types of questions. Wealth is parda. Or if someone is running a business or started a new business, you know, find out what is the turnover and what is the profits and all that. If you want to help the person selling some goods, whatever, to uplift his business, it's a different story. But just to be inquisitive, you know, find out what is the next person's personal financial position. Better we don't know. And we don't need to know. So second thing that needs privacy is our wealth. You don't have to tell everybody, unless it's your accountant, you have to inform your accountant everything. Allah make it easy. Third is good a'mal. Whatever good we do, with the Quran tilawat, faras, sunnah, nawafil, salah, you give charity, 1 rand, 2 rand, 1,000 rand, million rand, you did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah must know it. So you mustn't be a means of people speaking lies. Also at the same time, don't take the responsibility of keeping the trust of others on your shoulders. Because sometimes the temptations are there to use it for something else, and the time to pay, you won't be able to pay whatever Allah knows best. Tell them, keep it by somebody else. I don't want to keep somebody else's. And our country, crime is so high. Sometimes you keep some valuable item of somebody and you had a robbery or something, house breaking, and everything is stolen. So unnecessary responsibilities we don't take. And as far as possible, be honest in all our monetary dealings. These are general advices for me first. I'm not hinting at anybody sitting in this gathering, anybody from our city, country, or a town, or anybody from South Africa. I'm just giving general advices. The next hadith will recite, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تجدون شر الناس يوم القيامة ذا الوجهين الذي يأتي هؤلاء بوجه وهؤلاء بوجه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Our religion of Islam is so beautiful. In this hadith, Nabi Sal mentioned some of the evil qualities of the hypocrites and the munafiqeen, that they be two-faced. Today, the political arena, I don't want to speak about any particular country, especially those that don't have iman, don't believe in Jannat and Jahannam, don't believe in Akhirat, for them to speak lies, for them to create a war, for it is nothing for them. To just kill innocent women and children, to destroy the homes of people is nothing for them. So Allah Ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, the two-faced person will be worst off on the day of Qiyamah. He is the one who shows one face to some people and another to others. One is we have a Muslim and a non-Muslim. Well, Muslims, whoever come to the masjid, give them benefit of the doubt that they are Muslims, have good opinion about them. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالزَّنَّ فَإِنَّ زَنَّ أَكْسَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. They're reading the Faras Salah, they got a Sunnah beard. They're not going to the nightclub or the casino or to the pub and drinking alcohol and all that. Those are major sins. So those that got some good qualities in them, they belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, have some love and respect for them. But some, they're openly non-Muslims, or they are openly committing some very major, major sins, which is prohibited in Islam. And they don't think nothing about it. So these types of people also, to protect yourself from guna, from sin and going towards Jahannam. You can abstain from them. Another thing is, sometimes two people are having a dispute. Sometimes a marital dispute, sometimes a financial dispute. Sometimes Muslim organizations among themselves are having some dispute and misunderstanding. First of all, we be humble. Don't get involved in other people's disputes. Say, I don't know, leave it to the ulama or the imam of the masjid or somebody senior can arbitrate between them. But the dispute must be within the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. For example, somebody want to start a music lesson in a masjid. We're not going to allow it now. Now you can't say, hey, let's unite. No, man, unity is very good. Must allow music. But that is completely haram now. We must have some basic Islamic education. We can't unite for something that is haram and not permissible in Islam. And if you want to create peace, unity, maybe you can say a good word that, no, that person is speaking good of you. Say, he's speaking good of you. Meanwhile, they never say. But your intention is to unite them, not to create more fire. Now, the hypocrites, they enjoy Muslims fighting, especially divide and rule is their policy from the golden era of Rasulullah, the Sahaba, and every era, the hypocrites, they create fights and disputes. That is what they thrive on. And those that try to befriend this Parsi, this person. We must be clear that we obey the commands of Allah and follow the teaching of Rasulullah. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.